The Oscars were awarded last night in Hollywood. The ceremony was held at the new Kodak Theater just across Hollywood Boulevard from where the first Academy Awards were held 74 years ago. A Beautiful Mind was one of this year's big winners, earning Best Picture, Best Director for Ron Howard, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Supporting Actress for Jennifer Connelly. The movie was based on the troubled life of Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash. But NPR's Renee Montaigne reports there were plenty of surprises.
There has been much talk about a possible smear campaign directed at the movie A Beautiful Mind by rival studios. Then, as Academy members were voting, new revelations appeared about anti-Semitic comments that mathematician John Forbes Nash made while in the throes of schizophrenia. It was one of the first things that Oscar host Whoopi Goldberg joked about.
So much mud has been thrown this year, all the nominees look black. I tell you, this negative campaigning has got to stop. I got an email today that said Frodo Baggins was an anti-Semite.
Clearly, if there was a whisper campaign against A Beautiful Mind, it failed. But Whoopi Goldberg's crack about the nominees looking black did touch on something else that loomed large last night. 40 years after Sidney Poitier became the first and only black performer to win a Best Actor award for the movie Lilies of the Field, three black actors were up for the top honors. And none of them were shoo-ins. Denzel Washington and Will Smith were widely expected to lose to Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. And Sissy Spacek was expected to walk away with the Best Actress award for her performance in the Bedroom. As it turned out, no one was more surprised than Halle Berry when she won for Monster's Ball, in which she portrayed the wife of a condemned man who becomes involved with the white officer who helped execute him.
I'm sorry. This moment is so much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Vivica Fox, and it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because his door tonight has been opened.
Halle Berry had already appeared in a tribute to Sidney Poitier, who was honored with a special Academy Award last night, as was Robert Redford. He happened to be backstage when the Best Actor was named, chatting about what he had hoped for in creating the Sundance Film Festival.
And the idea was to increase, as I said earlier, to keep diversity alive in the industry.
This is the moment Denzel Washington was being named Best Actor for his role as a crooked police officer in Training Day. And Robert Redford was breaking out in a big grin.
I think it's great. I'm a friend of Denzel's, and he's on the board of Sundance.
On stage, Denzel Washington joked about his friend and mentor, Sidney Poitier.
40 years I've been chasing Sidney. They finally give it to me. What do? They give it to him the same night.
Backstage, a reporter pointed out that headlines this morning would be all about how he and Halle Berry had made racial history in nabbing the Best Actor and Actress awards. Denzel Washington, who's been nominated 5 times, wasn't biting.
That
sounds like a question for Randy Newman.
Well,
think about it. 16 times. Well, who does he blame? What would he say? Right? On his 15th time when he lost, is that racism?
I'm not suggesting that.
Who knows how it happened that singer-songwriter Randy Newman had lost 15 times to others for Best Movie Score, Best Song. And last night he had fierce competition in Paul McCartney and Sting. But the number 16 must have been the charm he won for his tune If I Didn't Have You from the animated feature Monsters, Inc. Backstage, Randy Newman was asked, wasn't he maybe sorry to give up what was surely a record losing streak?
I have mixed feelings. mixed feelings. But I was very surprised, and it was a good feeling, you know, when the orchestra was kind of happy for me and the audience stood up, you know. I mean, I thought I'd have to wait till I died, you know, for that to happen.
And I must admit, big guy always comes through. No one have nothing if I didn't have you.
One final upset involved the hugely successful French charmer Amélie. This romantic fantasy was widely expected to be named Best Foreign Film. Instead, a little-known Bosnian anti-war farce, No Man's Land, took home that Oscar. Shrek did win, as expected, in the new category of Best Animated Feature Film. Still, one surprise was big enough to bring the audience to its feet. Woody Allen showed up, a first. The comedian has stayed away from the Oscars, even on the occasions he's been up for an award and won. This year, the Academy made him an offer he couldn't resist. Woody Allen introduced a tribute to his beloved New York. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Hollywood.